Darn.
Yo, please, bro.
It'll be okay.
Yeah, Pennsylvania scares me. I don't know what North Carolina would do to me.
This is going to be the title of this episode. Why you should never go to Pennsylvania. Bro, top three. First of all, what is Pennsylvania? Where is it?
So who lives right there? Amish people.
Amish people. Great, great
and like,
start.
And like wood spirits and stuff like that.
That's
like
scary.
Forest, like metaphysical beings?
Forest diet deities and demons that walk amongst men.
I only know like... So, that's just that's a lot. And I don't think I ever recall going to Pennsylvania other than the Poconos. And I thought the Poconos were in Philadelphia, so that says a lot.
So, Philadelphia is also in Pennsylvania.
Yeah, that's definitely also
okay.
But I used to go to Pennsylvania every year as well. I used to go to the Poconos, and then my parents bought a house out there. So, now I'd be going there still. But I don't be going there all the time because it's like,
it's kind of creepy.
There is nothing creepy, to right? do there except for like... Uh-huh. You know, you go to an arcade or like,
and that's
you go
and that's like something I could cards. Also do here.
Yeah,
the Poconos are weird because they'll have like attractions, but they're like in the middle of the
but
woods.
But like, also, bro, and when oh, you like yeah. rent, and you know, like how you go to the Poconos, you like, let's say you B&B a house, whatever, for you to get there.
Yeah.
All the entrances they scare me because they can just go to mine.
At oh, any I know. When the houses are connected.
Yeah, like that's yeah. just crazy. Have you? Sorry.
No. I forgot what I was gonna say.
I was gonna like change. The state, so if you want to say something about Pennsylvania.
Wait, I really did. Oh, my God. Okay, so there's this resort that I used to stay at called Fernwood all the time. Every year I used to go to Fernwood. And literally, we drove past it a couple, like, months ago when we mm-hmm. were going to the house, and it was burnt to the ground to a crisp, charred, black, all of the buildings.
The hotel.
The hotels, the villas, the bumper boats, the arcade, all of it is gone. It was so scary. But I'm thinking as like a fraud front for that some insurance.
Like, that's so funny. Yeah, I can just imagine your face. Just going over and be like, oh my God. It's burnt out.
There was like a video of the fire.
It's crazy.
That's crazy though. But like as like an insurance fraud thing, that's a great idea. Just open up some like little bum shack thing in the Poconos.
And burn it?
Make it an Airbnb for like a couple of years. Have like three people there. And then just burn it down.
But they can... They usually like figure that out.
They figure out if
they
you burn it or if it's just like started.
But it's like... If you can do it smartly, you know... Mm-hmm. Be like, oh, some...
Oh, like murder?
Forest
Daniel?
Fire like type. Or like some rando just burnt it down.
Some teenager with a cigarette.
With a... Okay, sure. Have you guys ever been to Vermont?
No.
Okay, I've been to Vermont, and isn't it like the cheese? Okay, so Vermont has like two thingies. It's like the cheese and the hot sauce, which just, oh my God, it's like fully on fire. It's like fully on fire. Why is it glitching?
Like it was a whole thing. Part of the old Fernwood Resort just outside of East Stroudsburg went up in flames last night.
Did you like see it in person?
75% of one of the main buildings on the site is completely gone. Don't let this happen to your business.
And you know they sound like that too when they're talking.
Call us so we
okay,
can help.
Okay, that's
your
what
business.
I want to be when I grow up. So, too.
What? News
reporter.
You're gonna be the most annoying newscaster.
Maybe, but like you know what? That's why.
Yo, if I ever see you on like freaking.
Are you gonna skip the channel?
Good Morning America.
Yes.
Like that,
period.
I'm skipping, bro. Don't ever. I don't ever want to see your.
I could
face
watch
on
you
screen.
Talk about eroding rocks for 3 hours straight.
Thank you so much, because I feel like I'll just make it funny. I'd be like, somebody die. Guess where? Definitely the Bronx.
That's awful.
Three strikes today, the Bronx has.
Three strikes. Not only one, not two, not three, not four.
This just in. Five more people dead in the Bronx.
You would think it's five, but no. It's 13,532.
Okay. It's like not funny.
Sorry. Let's shoot for 14.
Okay, so I went to Vermont. This was like during summer. It was still cold because, like, of course, it's up there. It's up there. And there was like nothing. Like we wanted. To
it is up there.
You're right.
Continue.
We wanted to eat, but like there was nothing. Only like we found this restaurant. We're like, okay. And you like how you go, like, out of state and Pizza Hut is now a shuttle? It's like a freaking, what's it called?
Oh, like the way it looks?
Like the way it looks. Like you could go out of state and Target suddenly looks like a ski place.
Oh, yeah. But like the building is the same.
There's,
yeah.
There's a name for that. It's called, I literally just saw it the other day. But yeah, it's like from state to state. Like if you live in like a cold state, like Vermont.
That was too late.
Anyway. Like Vermont or just someplace that snows will have like a Target. Yeah. It's like a ski lodge.
Yeah, like they it looked like that. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, so let's not go there. Let's actually stay local. Let's experience a experience. Then we go to this place. They only had grilled cheeses. So it's like grilled cheese with pepperoni, grilled cheese with onions, grilled cheese with hot sauce, grilled cheese with some peppers, grilled cheese. So everyone just got grilled cheese.
What did you get?
Grilled cheese with hot sauce. Because that's what they're famous for.
That's
cheese.
That's such a lazy business model.
Like they literally just need bread and cheese. That's all they need.
Like,
how do you advertise grilled cheese and hot sauce, bro? That's like what you
do. They put chicken in it?
That's a struggle meal, man.
Do they put chicken in it?
That's not a grilled cheese
anymore.
No,
that's terrible.
That's a melt.
Oh, okay, fair. But you know how they have the like at Freshens downstairs,
and it's
grilled chicken, buffalo chicken.
No,
grilled cheese.
Yeah, but like that was an actual grilled cheese, grilled with cheese. But
what constitutes a grilled cheese?
Bread and
like
cheese.
You were saying,
bread and cheese.
Well, I know that, but
grilled,
like
grilled perhaps.
I would make like a nice little.
But
you know,
nice little, like, you know,
like what you were saying. Yeah.
What?
There's like buffalo chicken grilled cheeses.
I love those.
What makes it a grilled cheese versus just a regular sandwich?
Because the cheese is not just like an ornament in the sandwich.
Yeah. Also, you add like, you know, for some grilled cheeses, you add multiple. It's like Kobe Jack, mozzarella, cheddar.
Mozzarella. Like, that's not even like a language barrier thing. Like,
I just made it up. What other states? New Jersey, bro. Let's not talk about New Jersey. But like, I've only been to Patterson side of New Jersey. I haven't been to the other parts of it.
I don't know anything about Jersey.
I've been to Bury the Hatchet in Jersey. I think that's
Hoboken.
There's like a something.
Paramus.
Similar. Paramus.
Parsippany.
Yeah, I've been to Paramus, to the Bury the Hatchet in Paramus, and that was so fun. Definitely don't do that drunk, though. It's BYOB.
Did you guys know there's a town in Jersey called West New York? And it's like right
crazy.
Like west of New York.
Yeah.
That's so corny.
That is corny.
Make up your own thing. East New Jersey, how about? I don't know.
Why don't you just like kill the town, like burn the town?
Call it something else.
Yeah, I was just
there's East New York, so West New York.
West New York should be in New York.
Yeah. If it says New York, why isn't
like, why
it in
would
New
you?
York?
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know. I don't like it.
What other? Oh my God. Oh my God.
Florida.
Virginia. Is Virginia state?
I got something to say about Virginia because I used to live there.
What?
Yeah, I was a military kid.
I know.
Oh,
I
you
thought
are
it was just
a military kid, but
no,
like, hello.
I live in other
Wait,
places.
You're from Florida?
I lived in Florida, yeah.
So you're from New York?
I lived in a lot of places. I was a military kid. But I live in Virginia. That's such an odd state.
It is odd.
I remember being there, and it's one of those places where it's like, it makes you almost claustrophobic. Because, like, you know, New York has hills, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like crazy, but like there's like a little bit. Freaking something about Virginia, it's like you never feel like you can look over the horizon almost. There's just always something
so
there.
Sad.
Yeah.
And it's like, I don't know, it's weird. It just makes you really claustrophobic.
I
also
don't
like
it.
So, I don't like
what?
Guns and Confederate flags and stuff. It's not.
Is it like a Republican state?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's. Yeah.
No, it's bad. My cousins, they live there, but I never liked Virginia. My mom's been dying to go again for some reason, but I don't like it. I feel like I just feel in a landfill just with no one. Me and my thoughts on a city called Virginia.
You know, I went to Maine once. Y'all ever been to Maine?
What? Maine, like Texas?
Maine?
No,
like
no,
Maine.
Like as in Maine.
It's the northernmost, like the state. Northeasternmost state.
So there's some
language barrier and mental barrier. Yeah.
So it's like if this is the United States, Florida,
Maine,
Florida's right here, Texas is right here, Cali is right here, Maine is like right here.
So people talk like southern accent?
No.
Oh, just they talk normal.
It's north.
Yeah. Oh, it's in the north.
It's like right. It's right next to Vermont.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
But they do have a weird accent there.
Do they?
I bet they do.
Yeah, it's like that's like a joke.
Maine.
Are you thinking of? For some reason, I feel like you're thinking of like that.
Texas?
No, like that Fargo, Minnesota. Really northeastern, north Midwest.
No,
do you know what I'm talking about?
I know what you're talking about.
That like Canadian accent?
No, it's like it's almost like the Boston accent except on crack.
Okay.
It's like I'm from Maine. Like it's like it's some stupid. I've
a gremlin accent.
Met some guy from Maine once who was a while ago, and he talked like that. I'm like, dude, what are you saying right now?
I do mess with Maine though. I've only been there once. I went there in 2010 or 2000, like
that's
I was literally a child, and it was really funny because so my sister has a chronic illness, which is not funny, but
I'm not gonna laugh.
The hospital, they like sponsored this trip for sick kids to go to a camp with their families. It was funny. It was like, so me and my sick sister and both of our parents went to camp together, basically like summer camp, for like a week and a half in Maine. And I don't know, like my parents now, I don't know if they're just tired or, you know, but there's like, I couldn't imagine a world where my parents would do something like that now.
Yeah.
But they went to like to a summer camp for a whole week and a half. And
so it was like parents and their kids?
Yeah, and all of their siblings. I remember there was this one Nigerian family there with five kids. Quintuplets with that all had sickle cell.
Quintuplets.
wait, what?
Quintuplets.
Yo, how do you, like, genetically, what kind of genetic miracle do you have to?
I don't know, man. I thought quads was crazy. I thought triplets was crazy. Twins is crazy.
Twins is crazy.
So
you got two kids that look the same?
I think they had one daughter that didn't have sickle cell, which was, like, crazy.
Was she a part of the quintuplet?
Yeah, she had to.
Yeah, no, she was one of them.
This is crazy.
I think, no, oh my God, there were two Nigerian families that all, one of them had quadruplets,
so
one of them had quintuplets.
First?
Wait, I guess in five?
One had four, one had five.
Five is like a...
Two
like
separate families.
How...
That just both happened to be there. I don't know. Maybe it's...
That's impossible.
It happened. And there's a directory. I could bring that directory to you tomorrow morning, bro. And there's pictures of all of the families.
In the same place.
They both went to the camp. Both of those families.
Was it like a national thing? Like, was it like they're brought from like around
the country? It was national. Yeah, it wasn't like international.
Okay.
But yeah, I think one of them was from New York. One of them was from Florida or something.
That's crazy. That's the probability of that is insane.
Mm-hmm.
But I think only one of the families had all of the kids with sickle cell, and then the other one just had one of the quadruplets of the quintuplets.
And they just took everyone?
Yeah, took all the siblings.
I mean, I would have done the same.
I knew triplets.
That's crazy.
I never met anybody, like, past three, never. Like, you guys are weird.
like, what are y'all doing in there?
For real.
But actually...
Literally, I knew these triplets.
The chances of having one kid are already a race between millions and millions of sperms.
Quite literally.
You know what I mean? Like, to the one in a million
five
chance
to get in. They just hold it up
and
like, just come in, bro. I got you.
I got room, bro. We can expand.
Just don't even run. You can walk. I'll
take
wait
your time,
right here.
Take your time. I made a bed for you.
Like, I leave the door open.
There's mad space.
There's dinner in the microwave.
I bet that sperm came in. Because there's definitely a man. He's like, yo, I got mad space in here. He opened it again. He's like, yo, come in. Yo. To the
hey, come look at this.
The one in the back. Choose a number from 1 to 10. and you
choose a number from 1 to 5. All 5 work.
Yo, so this almost like in like a club. like in the club. Like, all right, y'all gotta get out of here. Let me see your ID. All right, you can get in.
Like, literally just a place like Parsons that just lets anybody.
Yo, let's pass about you. I don't care. Just go in. Just go in. You know how to sing?
Not even
go
checking. Not even.
Can you walk? All right, go in.
He breathe? Because you got to breathe out there, bro.
That's the only requirement we got.
You got any skills?
You can't die.
Nah, you don't need those.
You got any special skills?
I don't want...
Can you use chopsticks?
I want 5 people, and you can't die. We all got to stay alive for the purpose of being clean triplets.
That's crazy. I saw something, though, with a lady who had, like, octuplets.
Oh, Octomom. But she did that herself. They were implanted.
What?
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, I thought it was a miracle too, but it's not. And that's why my mom...
That's why I'm like...
My mom hates that woman. She, like, every single time I bring her up, which is probably like 3 times in the past 10 years, she's been like, I hate that woman. Why would you do that to yourself and to your body and to those children?
And to those children. Because...
Why did she implant all those kids in herself?
She wanted to be an anomaly. But it's not when you do it yourself.
People are crazy. People are crazy.
So, like...
You should have... Yo, her stomach was...
I saw a picture, bro. Yo. It was like... You could see, like, the hands, like...
pressed up against the wall.
I didn't mean that much. Too many got it.
Yo, that's like some, like, freaking horror
art. I have a great story for this. Because where I used to live in DR, like, our street was, like, it was one way. So, like, you couldn't get out. You could just, you know, like, gated. A cul-de-sac, yeah. People have said that to me so many times, but I never remember.
So you're upper middle class.
Yeah, I was upper middle. No, it was at cul-de-sac. And so it was like Catholic people, but like, you know how there's like different categories of being a Catholic?
Yeah, like different categories of being Christian?
No, Catholic. So like this category is called catecumeno. I don't really know.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Catecumeno? Yeah, so basically they never prepare, so they are always ready to give birth. They never like tie their thingies. They can't use birth control. It's either you give birth or you don't have sex. So I bet it was difficult for them, I guess. So she was always pregnant. This one girl, it was like my house and then 2 houses. I never saw her without a pregnancy belly. She was always
pregnant.
How many
kids did she have?
I know they were, like, the 2 main parents, they had 10 children.
Damn.
And then they started, like, the tree started going down. And the one that I would always see pregnant was one of their children, so one of the 10. And she was just always pregnant. I could see her in July. She was pregnant. Well, fast forward, December, she was pregnant. I'm like, maybe he's the same kid. Maybe I'm just tripping. 1 year, she's pregnant. I'm like, yo, are you going to get out anytime soon?
It's like Bonnie from Family Guy.
She was always pregnant. So they had, like, 8 kids. Then one of the other children had two set of twins. So that's now we're crazy. Talking about 2 girls, 2 boys, 1 older boy, 1 middle boy, another boy, and then they give birth to a little boy. And then another 2 set of twins.
So 3 sets of twins.
3 sets of twins.
And one boy.
And one boy and 2 other boys and 3 other girls and like 2 other boys.
It'd be funny if like all of like the grandkids ended up being gay.
So then it's just clips.
It's clips. Clips.
For population control reasons.
Yeah. No.
That's crazy.
It was like a neighbor.
So they all lived in that house or... No.
They started building then. Like, this was my room, and my room had, like, a window, and it was their house. But then they started building, like, little apartments in that little space that was left. I'm like, yo, chill.
I mean, they got no choice.
I have a window.
I can't even ride my bike no more.
And usually the balconies, they face to the street. But for some reason, they were facing to my room. And I'm like, yo, relax.
I bet you could always see them, like, yeah. There's always...
And they would always be, I'm like, yo, chill out.
That's crazy.
So imagine the whole neighborhood had, like, there's always a neighborhood with kids. Now we were packed. Like, there was a minute that I'm like, yo, I gotta stay home because ain't even no space for me. Like, it's
like feral cats.
It was like, Bro, do you know, like, when cheetahs just go together, they run in? That's how they look like. Just mad children running. I wouldn't know how Halloween would work. I'm so glad we don't celebrate Halloween.
How anything would work. How do they, like, go places?
Where?
Do they ever leave?
They have two bands.
What the mother Like, does. Not even, like, a minivan. Like, a van. Like, a big, like a Predator just, van.
That's
Hi.
Logistically, right? So, like, if you, let's say, like, you marry in, like, as a guy, you marry into that family. Are you just cool with that?
No, I don't feel like you can't marry into a family. So you're either part of the religion or you're not.
Wait.
Okay. Well, but still, they don't, like, meet people?
They meet people, but they have to be from their temple.
Oh, so then they're going to be okay with that.
Yeah, they're going to be okay with
that. Okay, I was going to say. Because I'm like, I don't know, just thinking about it, I'm like, how do you pull that off?
No, you're either in it or you can't. Like, it has to work like that. But it was messed up, bro. Like, and they're all, like, they're close family members to me. So imagine when my uncles, they have to give Christmas presents. When they went to VR for 2022, they were like, yo, $10 each kid is crazy. That's rent.
That's
little rent. And I'm like, yo, just give it to me for real. I'll share it. Just like 25 cents.
At that point, you can't give all those kids Christmas presents.
No.
Like, just be like,
one. Throw some, and it's going to happen.
Yo, Leo, get like a pinata.
Like a TV.
whoever gets it first.
Just take it. Like a TV. Yo, I got y'all a TV.
Yeah, it has to be one big thing that we can all share.
One big trip to Disney. But how would that work too?
That just would not work.
No trips. Like, 1 year, like a TV, another year, a trampoline.
It's like
or something.
If you were born, if you were born after 2009, you guys could come on the, on the adolescent Disney trip this
year. For 2023, Juan, Lila, and Jen can come.
For we pick the names out of a hat.
A raffle?
Yeah. You get what you get.
Flex right now. Hey, no, anybody who was born. 2009, go to the stage right
go
now.
Go into the nearest convenience store.
Put your hand in the
cash register.
Bro, no.
Merry Christmas. Yours.
Bro, go buy a lottery ticket right now. The one who wins comes. The one who loses stays home. How would food work? Imagine a kid that's hungry and they're like, bro, I gotta make a sandwich. And then the other kid's like, oh, can you make me one? For me, it's hard because when I make one sandwich, I'm like, one sandwich. It's okay. I opened the bag, two loaves of bread. There's still mad bread left. But then one of my brothers like, oh, can you make me one? That's two sandwiches. Four loaves of bread. There's still bread left.
There's probably like
my third brother.
Bulk.
Bro, my third brother comes. Make me one. Bro, that's now six loaves of bread. The bag is almost empty. There's like the booty piece of bread. Like
you have no choice, but nobody leaves the booty piece of the bread in that house.
I ain't no yellow Laffy Taffy. I am not the booty piece of the bread.
And
so
there's two
I'm
per
not
bag.
Gonna eat it.
All
right, let's stop slandering the booty piece of the bread because I like the booty piece.
Of course you do.
That's so bad.
See,
his weird
hangups are things he
now
likes.
You wanna talk.
Yeah.
Did you turn your thing on?
Yeah, no, it's on.
I can barely hear you.
I know, I'm sorry.
Oh, there we go.
Okay, I can hear my, like, lip smacking, though. I also, like, just showed up. Hello.
Hi.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Amanda.
Goodbye.
Goodbye. G, goodbye. A, B, C, D, E, F, G. G. You guys have never heard that?
No.
Kardashians?
No.
Crazy.
Not a Kardashian girly.
I'm not a Kardashian girly either, but that's on TikTok. And that's funny, right, guys?
Okay.
Anyway. The best state ever, it's not New York.
The best state ever is not New York? Are you insane?
I couldn't tell you what it is.
I couldn't. It's
if it's not.
New York.
I think that the United States as a whole is not doing too well.
But New York, no. But like,
New York with this new carcinogenic cloud that's been hanging over Ohio and the surrounding states in a 300-mile radius.
I think that's why I woke up with a nosebleed this morning.
That's probably.
I've had an enduring headache. Nosebleed, and I've been.
I think it's because
fatigued.
Of the balloon they shot over. Where was it? South Carolina?
No
yeah.
Idea.
First, that balloon that may or may not have been alien, and also this freaking Chernobyl cloud that is in Ohio that's floating over New York right now.
Yeah.
I'm dying, man.
No, I'm dying too.
Hey,
like,
I
it
don't
shouldn't
care.
Be this hard.
I'm
the weather.
Make it.
It's today was 65.
And then in like 2 days, it's going to be 21.
That just can't be good.
No, that's not okay.
Yeah.
Guys, we're not making it. We're not making it to 30.
I can't.
Not making it to 30.
I'll be lucky if I make it to 25.
Literally, 21 is a stretch. But no.
I'm trying to chew gum in the mic.
I am making it to 21, man. I got like a couple more months left in me.
2 days, actually. Actually, half a day. As a matter of fact, 5:33 p.m., I'll be gone.
I'm staying up here.
I'll make it.
Like, alive?
Alive, yeah. Okay. Just for tomorrow, because I'm going to go to dinner with this doofus over here. This dork.
That's really
cute. I am going to throw up.
I am going to throw up as well.
And he's only staying alive for the dinner. That's what I was saying.
Because I want the food.
I think when you're on your own in the world,